This week's parasha tells us of the first mitzvah that Klal Yisrael received in Mitzrayim. And that is the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh. HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem Rosh Chodesh. Why was this the first mitzvah? One answer might be that the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh relates to the concept of time, establishing the new month and determining when the Yom Tov will fall out. As we know, Yom Tov is not Kriya V'Kaima. It's not predetermined, like Shabbos, but rather, the power to establish when the months begin and when the Yom Tov occur is given over to the representatives of Klal Yisrael. This is the message HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to give to Klal Yisrael just as they were becoming free. Because it goes to the essence of what being free is all about. When someone is an Eved, he's beholden to his master. He can't decide what he's going to do. The essence of being free is having choices, being in control of one's future. The Mitzvah HaChodesh alludes to this notion of being in control. But it's not just Beis Din who's in control. Perhaps the deeper message the Torah is sharing with us is just as Beis Din on a communal level is in control of establishing the times for the Yom Tovim, for the special Yimei Kedusha that we have throughout the year, so too each individual member of Klal Yisrael is in control of his or her own spiritual destiny. No one else can determine what we become or how much we grow. That's up to us. This is how the Sforno understands the message of Kiddush HaChodesh. HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem Rosh Chodeshim, says the Sforno, Mikan ve'elech yu ha'chadoshim shalachem, lasos bohem kirtzonchem. From now on, the months are going to be yours, to do with them as you choose. Rishonu lachem lechodshe ashana, kivo hischem mitziuschem habechiri. This is your first month, says the Torah, because now is when you start your existence of Bechira. The mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh was a charge to Klal Yisrael. It was like a graduation speech, if you will. Now you're free, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was saying. Use your freedom in the right way. Becoming free is a wonderful opportunity, but it brings with it great responsibility as well, because a free man has to make choices. Life is full of choices. What to do with our time, what kind of profession to choose, what community to live in, what kind of girl to marry. So many choices. And each one of these choices can determine our direction in life. The choices we make can determine the kind of people we become. That's the power of Bechira Chofshis, that we're in control of what we become. This is one lesson to learn from the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh. But there's another point as well. We all know that the Yom Tovim follow a lunar calendar based on the movement of the moon, as opposed to the solar calendar, which is based on the movement of the sun. What's so special about the moon? The answer is the moon is not illuminated on a constant basis. It's not like the sun that maintains its strength throughout the course of the month. The moon waxes and wanes, starts off small, it grows, and then it shrinks once again. There are times during the month when the moon shines brightly, it can light up a dark night. But there are also times when the moon isn't so strong. Sometimes you can't see the moon at all. It's the same way when it comes to Klal Yisrael. When the Beis HaMikdash was standing, we were shining brightly. The whole world was afraid of us. But then the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, and we were sent into Golus. Now our light has been dimmed, so to speak. It's been diminished. We don't appear as strong as we once were. But the moon can give us comfort, because just as the invisible moon reappears at the beginning of a new month, the moon recovers its full grandeur after losing it for a time, so too Bnei Yisrael are continually redeemed. We do see rays of hope even during this long and bitter Golus. And when the ultimate Geula comes, we'll experience a complete rebirth. That same message of hope can apply to each and every individual as well. We all have ups and downs in life. There are times during a month, there are times during a Zman, when we feel overwhelmed by exams, by other commitments, by other things going on in life. We can't concentrate as much as we'd like to, and we feel frustrated. Sometimes we get depressed. We wonder if we'll ever be able to regain the excitement for Torah and Mitzvahs that we once had. The moon teaches us never to give up, because no matter how far you've fallen, you can always start again. A new month, a new Zman, is an opportunity for a new beginning, in which you can shine as brightly as you once did. This is the first message HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to share with Klal Yisrael at the beginning of Yetzias Mitzrayim. The lesson of the moon. That no matter how far a person has fallen, there's still hope. You can start again, just like the moon. All you need is a sincere desire to focus yourself in the proper direction. My bracha and my tefillah is that during this zman, we should take full advantage of all the opportunities we have to learn and to grow together. If we put an effort, if we show how much we want to accomplish, then hopefully we'll get the siyata d'shmaya we need to make this zman something truly special. Shabbos.